Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey. If a cop arrests a mime, does he have the right to remain silent?
He has to. It's a rule.
It's a Miranda right. Right?
Yeah.
I guess so.
If a cop arrests a mime, does he have the right to remain silent?
The rules of being a mime are that you can't talk.
That's right. That's the rule.
He'd be a hard one to convict.
That's right.
Because most people get in trouble when they get to talk.
That's right. Get to run in the mouth.
That's what
I do it all the time.
He ain't going to do it. I ain't doing it.
But if a mime is an eyewitness, is it also no good, Si?
Well, you just give him a pen then.
Oh.
Let him write it out.
Yep.
Anyway.
Si.
Yes.
You get on Facebook lately?
When's the last time you checked your Facebook page?
I never checked my Facebook page because, hey,
I don't
even know who is responsible for doing it.
Well, good. It's a good thing John David and I are active on social media because John David stumbled across something and sent it to me.
No, I didn't stumble across it. Hunter from Mesa, Arizona sent it to me.
I got an email.
We got another Hunter. And he's from Asum, Arizona, or whatever it is.
Exactly. Asum, Arizona. That is really close.
Where is Asum, Arizona at?
I got
it's right
Arizona.
Next to Mesa, Arizona.
It's over yonder.
Mesa, Arizona. Okay.
It's over.
Hey,
close to Winslow.
So
he's out there in the desert.
He sent an email in that said people are terrified of Si. And I normally don't click links because they scare me. You never know what somebody's going to see. But I was like, I'll bite. And so Si, they sent a video. And some old boys in New York City going around showing people these two photographs. One is you, and one's just a man, a little stubble, kind of. He's about time for a haircut, and he's asking them which do they think is more of a dangerous person.
And there you go.
Well, hey, it's obvious.
Who?
Which one's more dangerous?
The one on the left is the dangerous.
That's you.
That's you.
I know.
So you think you're more dangerous than the guy on the right?
Yeah.
Well, most people agree.
Look at the eyes on the guy on the left.
My favorite was the one that said, oh, him. I don't even like Duck Dynasty.
One girl said that, and I don't like her anymore either. But she knew who you were.
Yeah, out of all the people, though, there was like one that knew who Si was, which was incredible.
New York City. Thailand. We're in New Zealand.
But 5 years ago.
I don't know who that other fella is.
I'll fix that. Who's the other fella?
So that's the funny part of this question.
Is he the most wanted man for crimes?
At one point,
he has committed several crimes against humanity, I guess would be the,
but everybody on the video said that this guy on the right,
give me the guy with the stubble over the guy with the beard.
They were basically saying that guy's kind of got a crazy beard. One side's a little longer than the other. He's got a wild look in his eye.
That's it.
So they're afraid of you, but they were like, this guy seems nice. I'd like to sit down and have lunch with him.
And so did like 70 other people at one time.
That's Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. In case you were wondering.
That's Jeffrey Dahmer?
That's my friend Dahmer, if you've never watched
that. I know the name.
That doctor.
I've heard the name, but I really don't. It don't tell
and
me.
I don't know the fact.
He ate people.
I just know he ain't there. He ain't right.
He's cuckoo.
Yeah, he ain't.
For Cocoa right. Puffs. Yeah.
But all judged you and.
They facially profiled you, Si.
A literal cannibal. What did he do? I know he ate people.
Yeah, he started with some really weird. That's where he graduated to.
Yeah.
But like, if you watch all the stuff on him, it
I ain't got
time. It got worse.
Oh, he was weirdo.
Like, was
it got worse than eating people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was skinning people. He was like preying on young men.
Oh no.
As a young man, like, it was just a weird. My wife is way too into serial killer things.
Yeah.
So I've watched a lot on Mr. Dahmer.
And there was another, the video was you and Jeffrey Dahmer, and then another guy with a beard who's a Gap model.
Yeah.
And Ted Bundy.
And Bundy, yeah.
And everybody was like, everybody's against beard.
Everybody chose Bundy and Dahmer.
Over you and a Gap model, which I think you could be a Gap model.
Well, when you say Gap to me, hey, I go with Gap Band. Okay. For the longest song ever. Yeah. 13 minutes and 5 seconds.
It ain't the longest one ever, but it is.
Oh, hey, I think
Rush
it
got
is.
One longer
13 minutes and 5 seconds.
Oh, Rush got one. I mean, that first that one
21:12 is about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That, 25.
That one version of Freebird starts today. And
oh, well, yeah,
tomorrow.
They just keep playing. Yeah, yeah, man, okay. So.
Freebird! Every concert I've ever been to. Yes, people, I'm that guy.
Yep.
One time I yelled it in church. That's
but what does it say about the human race and beards that they just look at these two guys
well, see,
and they're like, oh, we'll take the clean-cut guy.
No, I thought
because the guy with the beard's scary.
I thought we'd gotten over that.
I did. I thought we crossed that hurdle because, like, I see way more guys with beards now than I do clean-cut fellas.
Does that mean everybody's scared to death?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just know there's a real problem of facial profiling out there going on.
That's right.
Because they chose two of the world's worst serial killers over America's favorite dadgum uncle.
Thank you. Nicest guy in America.
Over a guy that, unless you're some form of feathered fowl, you should not be worried about. And even then, you really, you ain't got to be that worried about him.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't a really, like, solid weather day, you've lost your fear of him.
Right. If it's cold, you're safe.
Yeah, if it's a Mediterranean climate during the winter, then if you're a duck, you may have to worry about Cy. Anything other than that, you ain't even got to worry about him no more.
That's right.
So, I don't understand.
Right. Well,
I also am perplexed how you ask that many people off the street and show them those two pictures and they didn't know that they were Dahmer and Bundy.
Well,
I knew exactly who they were.
I
did not know Mr. Gap model. I didn't know him. I was not aware of him. But
I could tell the Dahmer pal. I was like, that's a courthouse.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't know it was that. I mean,
it was Jeffrey Dahmer.
He was eating for
it was our friend Dahmer.
He ain't my friend.
I didn't know what he looked like.
Well, there you go. That's him.
I had heard the name, but I was the same way.
Yeah, I know the name.
Yeah.
And I know the bomber's name. Yeah. All I know is what comes to my mind is a hoodie and sunglasses.
Huh?
Is that the Unabomber?
The Unabomber?
Well, neither one of them was a Unabomber.
Well, I know it.
I don't know what the Unabomber
is. Yeah, the one that came in my mind just then was Manson.
Charles Manson?
Yeah, Charles Manson.
I don't know what he did either.
Oh,
he
I'm kind of rainbows.
He was a serial killer.
Yeah, what?
I
don't want to watch those.
You
things.
Ain't in that documentary section of Netflix.
And I don't like Lifetime movies.
And he had a beard and long hair.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen him. But I don't like watching that stuff because it just makes you sad.
Yeah.
And then you start side-eyeing people.
Manson had a bunch of people do all his stuff for him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he convinced the whole crew to go
control freak.
Yeah.
He was like Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, control freak.
Got him to do all their work.
Yeah. Man, that's incredible, though.
Yeah, so anyway, people are more afraid of you than a cannibal.
Bye. There you go.
It blew my mind, though.
That's where the world has gone, boys.
It was.
No, it did end on it. The video that this guy made, I don't even know who the guy is. He apparently just walks around New York with a camera asking people weird questions, seeing if he can.
I just think it's hilarious that they landed on Cy.
Well, because he's such a nice man.
I know.
And then people read a book by its cover.
Yep.
And your beard is lopsided.
Well, they are to know, but you can't do that.
That was kind of the point of the video.
That was the point of the video. In a world where everything is preached, don't judge a book by its cover. Give everybody a fair shake. Based off two pictures and folks in New York City, didn't none of them do it. Except for the girl that said, I don't like Duck Dynasty, so give me the other guy.
Hey.
I'd
Speaking
like to
that,
know what her deal is.
Hey, but that's okay. You don't have to like Duck Dynasty. I don't care about that.
I got a good story on that.
What?
When we was in New York City, we was walking the streets
mm-hmm.
in Times Square. It was a guy there sitting on the side of the sidewalk, and he had a sign. Give me money for drugs.
Did you give him any?
No. I said, hey, dude, look. I said, are you hungry? Or you need some clothes? I'll take you over in a good restaurant, and I'll feed you and pay for it. All right, and then if you need some clothes, I'll take you over here in this, you know, and get you fitted with some outfit, you know, and pay for it. I said, but I ain't gonna give you no drugs, dummy. And he just, when I got ready to leave, he said, Duck Dynasty sucks.
So, but he had seen it.
Well, hey, but he knew me.
Yeah.
Right? See, that's the thing.
Yeah, if you want to watch that video, it's on Facebook. I'm just going to tell you the guy's name if he's got weird stuff. This is the only thing I've ever watched by him. It's Kareem Jovian.
Yeah.
And literally, I'm looking at it right now. He walks around New York City Just make that video's got that's 5 million question. Views.
Well, that's amazing. People that's even talk to him.
What? Well, in New York. Yeah. I've always wanted somebody to come up to me and be like.
When I walk down the streets of New York, people, everybody look mad.
I haven't been to the streets.
Hey, if you live,
but I know
nothing.
Why. I know why they can't get nowhere. They got to walk everywhere. That's why they're mad.
I walk a lot of places. I walked to lunch today.
And mainly, you're walking on concrete all the time. Mm.
There's no grass there,
except for that park. That's where Jace got escorted to from the Trump Hotel.
Oh yeah.
They're like, no, you need to go back in there.
That's right. Don't ever tell anybody at the Trump Tower that you need to take a leak. They're going to escort you outside and point you the way.
Even if you're staying there.
That's right. Even if you're staying there.
It was amazing. In all that crowd, there was a lady that come out of the apartment building. She had her baby in the front holding a briefcase going there. Now, how far does she have to go to daycare? And then go to work. I mean, she was dressed nice.
Oh, it ain't no telling.
Yeah, daycare could have been at work. A lot of them places provided there. They have
that's
little.
That's pretty cool.
It's
that
like
was
100 stories.
I was like,
I can fit a daycare on one of them.
I was like, that's her life every day, having to do this every day. That's
a little
pretty,
papoose.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Hey, I'm gonna strap one on me and go duck hunting.
Two of them.
No, just one at a time. Man to man defense.
One retrieving the ducks. One retrieving the ducks.
Go ahead and get your two saddles. Hey, one on each of your shoulder. Take them hunting, buddy.
There you go.
You need them. You got to need them.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
All right, so in the break, I read about Jeffrey Dahmer. If you're under 18, don't do that. Don't even read about it. That was freaking weird.
Told you.
I just thought he was like a bad guy.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He's worse than bad.
No, that's evil.
He was sick.
That's when
the evil one has taken root.
He was sick.
Yeah, but I don't like that kind of stuff.
He was possessed.
Like, why not watch Wheel of Fortune? Why are you watching these shows about this guy?
I'll say what I enjoy about those things is not the evil. It's amazing to me what the human body is capable of. Like the chemistry in your head and the things that can go wrong because of this, that, and the other at key moments. I find that extremely interesting. I don't know why, just the nerd in me maybe, I don't know. But you pray that it never happens to anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when it does, kind of need to study it, see if we can prevent it.
See, that's what you're here for.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch Wheel of Fortune. And Si's going to watch Gunsmoke. And Godwin's going fishing.
Yeah.
And you just fill us in.
That's right.
And everything will be good on our neck.
As long as men are
still. I'm not
Martin
on that, though. It's interesting.
Yeah, those things are interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like cause when you go back and like look at brain scans of those people and you compare them. I mean, it's bizarre, man. It's bizarre how it can happen. Like, and then your body follow shape, but it's I don't know what causes it.
It's bizarre.
Aside from evil, and if you get into that for too long, then
it's downhill.
It changes things.
Yeah.
So, but just like Jesus can change things, right? I mean, he can change it the other way. So, I mean, it's just it's a weird. It's strange, man. Lots of questions. It leaves you with way more questions than answers. I'll say that.
I know it. Yeah. Why is black olives in cans and green olives in jars?
There
you go.
Mystery.
Do you have an answer, or is that just
I just want to know.
I got you.
Trivial fact.
Black olives in cans and green olives.
The other question is, why are black olives so much better than green ones?
I don't really like olives.
Oh, I do.
Well,
I love a black olive.
I like them on pizza,
which I
can't eat no more.
Your green is like your grapes.
Got it.
What is it?
The short of it is black olives are always in a can because the canning process is what creates the desired sweetness.
Yep.
And green olives are always in a jar because the final product is expected to be a crispy raw olive, not a cooked one.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
All right.
There we go.
Have we learned today on the talk?
I knew it was going to be sweet.
I can sleep sound tonight.
Any more brain busters?
No. What do you call Batman when he skips church.
Hold on.
What do you call Batman when he skips church?
What do you call him?
Christian Bale.
That's good.
That was my favorite one.
That's good.
Oh.
I mean, that's so good, I can't even laugh. Like, that is... Because I was over here thinking, like, winged, caped.
Oh, what? No, that's, and then that's, he just like said, the, that's like the Black Olive. It was a little too sweet, boys.
That's good.
Christian Bale.
That's rich Bale. Right there,
that's
son.
It. That's rich.
Christian Bale, if you're listening to this, that's just a joke I say.
Oh, you told one.
That's just a joke I do.
Johanna told me that last night.
Did she really? Oh, your daughter?
Yeah.
It runs in the family, boys.
That was
said, I'm telling that.
A one-liner. Okay.
That's a good one. Goblin, what, you know, last time you dropped some news on us, have you learned anything else about your condition?
Yeah, you can't eat a lot of stuff. But I can eat meat. So I've been on that grill, baby.
Have you? You need some charcoal?
Probably.
Some pellets? You need to drop pellet. Off some.
He's eating food that does not produce sugar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We had a lot of emails.
And he was telling me.
Taters are out.
Yeah. Potatoes are out. I thought potatoes ain't got nothing sweet in it. They're starchy.
That's what a sugar is, my friend, is a starch.
There you go.
It's a complex carbohydrate.
No more mustard fried crappie.
No, that's out. Oh. That's major out.
No
more Dots pretzels.
I better not ever get it.
Golly, we can't stop it, Bucky.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
I'm going. Hey,
what do you mean, buddy? You got a mouse in your pocket?
No, I wouldn't do that to you, old buddy. Hey, I'll eat nuts and berries with you the whole way, son. I'm good. It don't matter to me. I'll eat protein bars and nuts and berries. We're fine.
Salads.
I'm here to support.
I'm fixing to be Mr.
He's a team player, boys.
When I get to my hotel room, I may order me some ice cream or something.
Well, there you go.
You know, I ain't going to do it in front of you.
Well, that's important.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got some ice cream the other night, some supposed to be diet ice cream.
Yeah, keto ice cream.
Diet drone.
It was wrong?
Yeah.
Didn't taste good or didn't?
Not tasted all right, but.
It made your numbers jump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to keep them in the green.
Huh.
I got you.
You had a bunch of our fans.
Dad, burn it.
Yeah, I looked in the comments of the episode. There were a bunch of people offering tips, but the main one I saw was keto. Go into ketosis, which let me just tell you something right now. If you need help on that, I'll give you my brother's cell phone number, because my brother and my sister-in-law lost like two people on keto, and they know every meal, everything that can.
They lost that much weight.
They lost that much, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I understood what he was talking about.
Like,
it took me a second.
Like, for real. My brother went so, because he's like me, in the super analytical part, once he gets into something, like, we're all in. So he can tell you everything. Like, there's like keto mayonnaise you can make as like a condiment that has that's got like three net sugars in it or something that he always makes. And I mean, there's stuff you can do.
I know, like, that keto bread, once you buy it, you better eat it.
Quick. I eat keto bread. And I'm not even on keto, just to make better decisions.
That's a good thing, though. You need to check with them.
Yeah.
My brother will give you a full meal plan, and like he'll do all the calculating for you on macros and everything you need. So
he's into it.
Yeah, he's a nerd up in that.
I will say that we had one email that really caught my eye, and he actually sent it in before that episode.
Really?
And so then he saw this episode and re-sent it. His name's Steve from Wethersfield, Connecticut, and went through the same thing as Godwin, lost 70 pounds, and he sent me his doctor's email to him, which I don't know if we're breaking HIPAA violations, but I can't sue me. And his doctor said, Steve, I think we can say your diabetes is resolved. I'll take it off your problem list at your next visit. So this is beatable.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a lot of people cheering for you.
Yeah, that's what they say, because they caught it so early. You know, it ain't that bad yet.
Well, that was like stone.
I just got to eat different.
Stone dropped 70 pounds, and he did it by his diet.
Yeah.
That's how he done it, because he ate a lot of meats, didn't eat a lot of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you start using fat as your fuel instead of carbs.
Yeah.
So
Fat for fuel, baby.
Yeah.
And I mean, hey, 70 pounds ain't nothing, you know.
The only problem is, man, is it's expensive. Well, it's not expensive to do. It's expensive to do well.
Well,
like
you can eat ground gross beef every day.
Yeah, and ground
turkey.
That's
the old thing about parents.
I ain't got but about 5 packages of ground deer left.
Well, buddy, you just swing by my house. I still got some, and I'm happy to donate it to you.
Yeah, share it.
We eat that.
Because you know what? I've went about 2 months sans kitchen, so there ain't been a whole lot of movement outside of my freezer right now. So I'm still in the remodel, so if you want to come get what I would have ate over the past 2 months, you are welcome to come get it, because it needs to go, because...
Miss Paula doesn't want wondering why I ain't got her some more broadheads. She said, we ain't got a 5-pack. Where's them broadheads? Go put that camera out.
Yeah.
Put the camera out.
Put that feeder up.
I got breakfast sausage, and I got ground beef, ground beef.
I can eat breakfast sausage. This is a meal.
Yeah, but.
By itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this is a wonderful thing.
But I can eat beans. Boy, I make some good beans.
Yeah, you need some peas. Our peas are. You like purple hull peas?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
Crowder.
All you got to do is go pick them. See, that's exercise there.
Yeah.
You get both in. You go pick the peas. I ain't got to. You shell them and then you cook them.
Exercise and a diet.
Oh, unless you'll pick them too.
Yeah. No,
like
we
getting out there beating back the snake.
Hey, you know what else we got going good right now? It's okra.
That'll be again the ball to go to that.
Oh, that's what you need to eat.
No, I ain't eating that.
I'm with him. Okra's real good if you fry it. But
there's so many different ways you can cook it.
Man, I love okra with just a little bit of olive oil and thrown on the grill, man, and just char it. Aha, it's so good. And a little bit of salt.
I ain't got a taste for it.
Right, look.
Look, I get it.
I'll eat it in a gumbo.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of other stuff. A
lot of distractions around it, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of stuff to disguise it in a gumbo.
I'll eat it if you deep fry it, but that's the only way I'm going with okra.
Deep fry.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
All right.
But no, for real, I'll give my brother's number. He got everything, like keto deviled eggs, like. He got, I mean, stuff that makes it not suck as bad.
When I went keto, I would do breakfast sausage or ground beef with eggs, put it in a bowl, put some cheese on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need all the meat and cheese.
I get them egg-witches where it's like a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, except for the biscuit is egg white.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, the problem with that is you got to watch them and see how many sugars they put in it to preserve it. Like if you're buying them pre-made and frozen and all that stuff.
I didn't go up after I eat it, so.
Yeah.
Huh.
I always zap it.
I have a ton of good emails.
I'll zap it before I eat, and then about an hour after I eat, I'll zap it again.
Well, look, here's what I'll tell you. We're here for you. We're here to support you. We ain't here to cause you to stumble. I'm with you. We're going to be traveling together Thursday and Friday, so I'll be the sheriff. It don't matter to me.
Oh, I could eat
anything. That is always tough, man, whenever you make those changes. Like,
no, when you can't have it, then you want it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
just as soon as they say, no, you can't have that pizza, you're like, man, I'd love a big old pizza. If you don't even eat pizza.
That's what I have.
If I ever even run into a pizza situation.
Our niece moved this weekend. She ordered a bunch of pizza. I just looked at it. I just got it, raked the top off of it.
Skinned it. Well, Willie been doing that for years before that was even a thing with keto.
Willie go to a pizza buffet and just have a whole pizza still on his plate, but topping.
He's the one that you wonder why they put forks there. Well, that's for him, so he can scrape it off the top and just eat the meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Put it in a bowl, mix it all up.
Stone's daughter, youngest daughter, does that. She'll fix a pizza. Put it in the microwave, and then when it gets it out of the microwave, clears everything off of it and eats the sauce.
Just put some sauce. I did that on keto, though. I would make a pizza in a bowl.
Ain't kids fun.
One.
I
got so tickled to watch you do it.
Boy, I wonder how my salve is.
It's probably out.
You think?
Sorry.
Does it taste good?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's out.
What's the main ingredient in your salve, sir?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Horseradish.
That's fine. What's the second ingredient?
Mayonnaise.
It's got mayonnaise in it. Yeah. But what about that mayonnaise light? I can do that mayonnaise light because it's 0 gram sugar.
Yeah.
The mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about the. That's what they make like those keto deviled eggs with and stuff like that.
All right. So now, what's the third ingredient?
Worcestershire sauce.
That's fine. What's the fourth ingredient?
Lemon juice.
That's all right.
Don't that see should be fine. There. That's acid. Yeah.
What's next? Yeah.
Blackened seasoning,
salt and black pepper.
Oh, we're good.
Hey,
just switch the light, man.
Grill me some crappies up.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, put them on a.
And then bust them all up and put it in there and mix it up, make a dip.
There you go.
Yeah. But I can't dip it with nothing.
You dip it with a spoon.
Pork rinds.
Yeah, pork rinds. We're fading the trap, baby.
He said, we'll give it a shot.
We're fading the trap.
About to use a pork.
We're going to have crappie dip with pork rind.
He's going to have a daggum.
That's a gumbo there, boys.
He going to use a pork rind like a Frito scoop, son.
I sure am.
I did it once. It wasn't
to get them good, them big, thick, puffy ones.
Hey, hold on. Where you at?
Where's them chicken skins at?
Chickens.
They're right to his right, left.
What is it?
Are they in that box?
That's an empty bag.
What is it?
Yeah, they don't last long right here.
Somebody's sending some chicken skins to melt in your mouth.
Oh, they're gone.
They were here.
They're gone.
I'll find them in the next break.
Yeah, we'll get up and find them. I was just looking.
Only because I want to eat one of them.
Hey, want some.
Look, there's a package of them right there. Right, Philip ate them all.
Yeah,
he ate them all.
But see,
y'all said it was good.
It's only got one carb in it.
It was delicious.
So, I wouldn't eat that.
That's been open.
That's been open for a while.
For a minute.
Yeah.
The cleaning crew of this room.
Introduce the drum roll, please.
Whoever it may be.
Hey, let me just tell you something about
chicken skin.
You know, you ever just.
He's fascinated.
Yeah, we got them here. I'll get you a fresh bag. They're somewhere. But you ever had them weekends where things just go a little weird on you? So I'm sitting there. I'm at the Delta Waterfowl Expo, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I got asked to judge the calling contest.
But you don't believe in those.
The cut down calling contest.
The cut down calling.
But ducks don't sound like that.
No, a cut down call they do, actually. It's just very loud, especially in a contest where they're inside.
And on the microphone.
It's very loud. Very, very
loud. Were you not a good judge?
I was a great judge, I think. I mean, I don't know. I just judged it off. There were like four other judges there that were way more experienced than me because I ain't ever judged one.
So how did it get weird?
I judged it off of if we would have killed the ducks or not. Like, that's how I judged it. Would we have killed that bunch or would they have got away? That's how I judged it. If we'd have killed them, you got 7 or higher.
Yeah.
If we wouldn't, you got somewhere between 0 and 5.
Right. Did you give somebody a 0?
Well, I had to give two of them a 0 because they squealed their call. Uh-oh. So if your call ever locks up one time,
you're out.
So two of them did that, which actually those are the – I mean, I hate to say it. Those are the easiest ones to judge because there's no judge – like when it happens, you're 0. Move on. The other ones are like you're trying to figure out, man, there's not much difference. But while I'm doing that, I get a text like, and, you know, the good Lord was with two of our buddies this weekend because Jordan Summit that works here – totaled his truck.
What?
Oh, no.
With his whole family in it.
Nobody told me this.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you the pictures. Totaled his truck with his family in it and his dogs. Like, somehow, his dogs had a couple little scrapes and scratches, but everybody else was unharmed. And then our newest employee, young Mac, somebody rear-ended their very expensive Ranger bass boat.
Ooh.
And now it is pretty much
shot
garbage.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. And and all of that happened in like a 5-minute span while I just happened to look down when we had a break in that contest. And I saw both of them back to back in the pictures. And I'm like,
whoa,
what in the world is going on outside? You know, I was just like, but that's one of them deals where, you know, a lot of times you wouldn't ever say nothing. But, you know, thank the good Lord he was with both of them. Because both of those could have ended way more severely than a truck being totaled and a boat being totaled.
That must have been during that rain.
It was on Saturday, just north of Little Rock, which good news for Jordan. They were taking their kids to visit grandparents to stay with grandparents. I was in Little Rock. So Jordan and then Angela jumped in the truck with me yesterday, and I brought them on back home. You know,
Worked.
They said, "Can we catch a ride back home?" I said, "Yeah, come on, ain't no problem."
Oh man, that's terrible.
Where was Mike at?
Here. Yeah,
he just done got back.
Yep, he done got rear-ended.
He threw with Scott Martin.
Mac ain't going fishing anytime soon.
No, it's going to be a minute on that one. I don't even know what you do about it. But that's just one of them praise reports where a lot of times you forget to mention what the Lord's done good in your life a lot of times. Mm-hmm. And that's one of them right there. He kept his hand over two of our buddies for sure.
I didn't know that about Jordan.
Yeah, man.
You started talking, I got nervous.
No, he's fine. I mean, he was here before we started.
A while ago.
Yeah, so.
He was walking around looking for you. He was worried about you.
Well, that's good news. Okay, that's good news. Right. Jordan's so nice.
He is.
Jordan's nicest guy in the world.
He's one of them.
Making sure everybody was in their place.
That's for sure. But those are just things. Si, what'd you do this weekend? Anything worthy of note or sat at the house?
Took a nap. We went to Tulsa, you know, up there with the Randy Bayer and the pipeline people.
Yeah.
And had a good 3 days.
Yeah. When'd your buffalo coat do to get here?
They got it in the mail, I think, right now.
Oh, praise the Lord. I can't wait till the day.
His granddaughter, she's like three, maybe two and a half.
She's making
She put it on.
It fits.
She put it on or they laid her in?
Well, they just kind of bunched it around her and took pictures of it. It's hilarious.
I can't wait till that door opens and comes walking in a buffalo coat.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
That thing is you know, it's handmade.
Is that one of them deals, though, you don't wear him to the woods?
I probably will.
He's the wrong color.
Huh?
Don't go slipping around.
Yeah. Oh, I ain't going to be walking around.
That's one of them deals, them old rednecks. I saw that bush shaking, and I saw some brown fur, and next thing you know,
you talking about his coat up
where the bullet was.
And I may have told this before. I had a buddy that was deer hunting.
Yeah.
And he's on a ridge, and it's a thicket out in front of him. And I'm in a thicket. You have to crawl through it. You know, and he looks, and he's hunting this big old 12-point buck that he saw before. And he looks, and he sees deer hair in the thicket.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and he raised up the rifle, put the scope on it, and when he was telling the story, he said, and I'm thinking to myself, something ain't right about what's going on here. It ain't making sense, the movement or nothing. So he doesn't shoot.
Whew, thank goodness.
And hey, 16-year-old kid with a deer jacket he had bought is crawling through that thicket.
Well, hey, that's why they always say, make sure you target beyond it.
And wear as much.
My buddy gets down, goes down there, and just chews this kid's rear end out, talking, hey, take that thing off right now.
Yeah, and put on some orange.
Hey, and put on some orange hat and vest, and don't you ever come back in the woods with that stupid deer hide on your back. Yeah,
that's a good way to start going. Feeling for stuff.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Anybody else probably would have killed that kid.
Oh, ain't no doubt. Mm-hmm. Ain't no doubt.
Okay.
Lord.
No. It just.
Let's go to a break.
Well, let's take a break and see if we can find God with some chicken skin. Right. We'll be back
find
right after
chicken
this.
Chicken skins, boys.
We found Goblin chicken
skin. We found
skin.
The chicken skins
in the
break.
Ladies and gentlemen, we found the chicken skin.
So I was on the internet, which is a scary, scary place, and I saw an ad for this.
I'm good.
And I'm going to show you, Martin. And we might literally can't show this on TV.
No. I don't even want to look at that. No. Why would somebody do that to their pet? Why would you get a rug made out of your pet? I'm totally cool if you want to go full body mount and put him by the fireplace. Yeah.
You would full back. I thought that was illegal.
Well, I don't know if it's illegal or not, but I'm not looking at a rug.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go step on my dog.
You want somebody's flop?
No, I don't even want to look that way.
Right. So somebody is on the Facebook advertising their business on which they will turn your beloved dog into a beautiful rug from its body. Rates based on size, and he starts at $800. Well, I mean, my dog about to go, so I have to consider all the. I was just gonna bury him. I don't think I could do a rug, because that's just creepy. I don't even know if we can air this segment because of how creepy that was. Martin, people are making rugs out of their dogs.
That's terrible.
It is.
That's terrible.
This is weird.
I mean, like, look at Si, for instance. Where are you going to put Sweet Pea?
Hey.
You want to make her into a rug?
No.
She definitely going to be at least 1,000 because it starts at 800.
It ain't, she is him.
Him.
What?
Sweet Pea is a he.
Yeah, he's a. She named. She thought it was a female.
Yeah.
What?
Sweet Pea got named before things got checked out.
All right, anyway, that's what I did this weekend. Sorry for ruining your lunch, Martin.
Yeah, that was man's best friend.
I sent it to my wife.
That Dahmer thing.
Yeah. That went right along with what we started on.
Oh, good, good.
I sent that to my wife to ask her if she wanted to do that with Dublin, and she said no.
Yeah.
But I was just seeing.
Well, thank goodness.
And then I also sent her a Jeep I wanted to buy.
Now, that I saw, and you should have bought it.
She said no.
She said no to that, too.
But I said yes.
It was an exact replica of the Jurassic Park Jeep. There's Jurassic Park Jeeps just roaming the countryside. They're all over. And they're 1992 Wranglers painted just like the Jurassic
Park. I love it.
I need
it. Why didn't you buy it?
Times are tight in 2020.
Times are tight, boy.
I mean.
Yeah. If this would have happened in May, you'd have bought it. But you ain't selling much crickets right now. That's the problem.
May, we would have been in trouble.
It's too hot. The crickets ain't.
There's one in Missouri that I'm watching it.
Keeping an eye on it?
Well, I don't really drive my truck. I drive my truck 5 miles to the honey hole, and then 5 miles, not even like 2 miles to Duck Commander, back to the honey hole home. That's my life in my truck. We got a car for the kids.
Yeah.
So I was like, what if I trade this in? It's probably worth more than a Jurassic Park Jeep. But it's a manual, and that ain't your boy's strong suit.
Well, ain't but one way to learn.
Yeah.
I know.
Drive 5 miles every
day. Get one.
Yeah, and you need to teach your boys how to drive a stick shift. Right.
See, and that was my thing. That's why. That's how I tried to sell
that's
it.
That's the selling point.
One day, Carter's going to be the coolest kid in high school.
That's right.
Because he's going to.
Driving a Jeep.
I'll just pass it down to him.
He can learn. He'll probably, by the time his generation gets to high school, he may be the only one that knows how to drive a stick shift.
Look at look how cool that thing is.
Yeah, get him a tour guide cap.
Oh, a vest.
Oh,
and a little stuffed rhino to put in the passenger
seat. Put a
stuffed and get him a
We need no more stuffed rhinos in my
Get him a shaving cream can.
Yeah. Really? For what? Oh, from Jurassic Park.
That's what he had them eggs in.
Yeah.
I like it. No, Carter has enough stuffed rhinos, by the way. We're at 6, all of them in his bed every night.
Well, that's more than the Longview Zoo's got. Or Tyler, wherever that was.
One's more than Tyler's Zoo. Not more than that Gulf Shores Zoo.
Oh, man.
Golly. I don't know where to go from here. I'm sorry for pulling up the weird dogs.
Weird dog, but the Jurassic Park Jeep, that's an investment I can get behind.
I think I should do it. Si?
Yeah, but
right. See, look, life's too
go
short, ain't it?
Well, that was kind of my thing, too. Like,
head on it.
That's what them boys told me.
Am I really going to die never owning an exact replica
from the Jurassic
Park Jeep? Hopefully not. Hopefully you're going to make a move and say, hey, this is for me.
Next year, you're going to say, I wish I'd have bought that Jeep.
That's why I got a new pickup. Hey, just said, hey, you go for it, son.
Is that thing wrapped yet?
No, they're wrapping his old pickup.
My Chevrolet is what's being wrapped.
Is that thing wrapped yet?
I got a picture of it where they started it.
They started on it.
Yeah.
How long does it take to wrap a truck?
I tell you what was crazy about this weekend.
How much it cost?
No, how long does it take? It's been doing it for two months.
This is detailed, okay?
It's detailed.
And it's expensive.
Phil Robertson made a public appearance this weekend. You believe that?
Yeah,
he was at the same place I was.
Did you know he was going
to
be there?
Yeah, I had to fly in private.
He had to fly in private. Yeah. How'd that go?
It went good.
That was what, Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas. Yeah, Phil's my favorite part.
Or Kansas.
Phil still is as funny as ever. I mean, he
ain't trying to be funny.
I showed up. He said, you got any of that coffee? I said, I'll get you some coffee, Phil. You know, and then when he went to leave, though, he's only there for 2 hours. So he goes to leave. He goes, stands up, and he says, well, I hate to eat and run, but I got to go, boys.
I'm out of here.
And he just turned and walked out. And
gone. We ain't much for hanging around.
No. Oh, that man. Yeah. He is.
What'd he talk about?
He didn't talk. He's talking about his book. He's talking about Uncancelled. It was a book promotion along with Real Treat.
Uncancelled? I thought it was your daily dose of Phil.
No, this one was for Uncancelled. So.
How many books has he got?
He got more coming. We talked about that, too.
Yeah, I've read about half of Daily Phil. That's pretty good.
How about Uncancelled? Did you read that one?
Yeah, I did.
Is it good?
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I haven't read it, obviously.
Yeah, he's right on the money, okay, with the times.
Yeah, it's almost like...
Okay, yeah.
Like it needed to be written, you know?
Well, the Daily Field
like there's
is,
wisdom
is
down
really
there
good
woods.
Because, hey, look, yeah. When you think about it, most people have their attention span ain't much. Well, when you're reading and it's just a page and a half, that little story is a page and a half. Then you go to the next one, page and a half. Next one, page and a half.
Is there pictures?
Yeah.
Awesome.
No. No, it's actually, and then what makes it really good is that he throws in stuff when that was pertaining to him and his family going on at the time of all the transformation that Jesus did with him.
Yeah.
Which is really amazing to see.
Oh yeah, Phil. Okay. Phil still got it. He's still as sharp as he ever was.
Well, hey, he got that from Mama.
Yeah.
Mama was 94, and all the junk that my mother had to go through and put up with, she was just as sharp the day she died.
Well, let me tell you something right now, son. You ain't no dummy.
Well, I'm
you got it. You got a memory like I ain't seen lately for a 74-year-old man.
Don't get him started on that PBS.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, that's why I'm, that just, you brought to my mind about, hey, people that can't see God, I feel sorry for them. Because with all the amazing stuff that he's got in creation, and you miss it.
The proof's right there around
you,
ain't it?
Yeah, you miss it. Yeah. You need to... Go open your eyes and open your mind and look.
How come the trees just stop where they do? How come they don't do like Jack and the Beanstalk?
And keep on going?
Yeah, to the sky.
And going?
I don't know. Never thought about it.
Write it down.
I think it's because they produce oxygen and we're walking around on the ground.
That's right.
He's saying it was designed that way.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
No, it just happened.
Well, they have got some that go to the skies, and that's them big giant redwoods in California.
There's one. I saw that. It's like 100 foot higher than all the rest.
Yeah, mega.
It is the beanstalk.
Yeah. Well, let's take our last break, and we're going to open up that inbox
and
see what the fans are up to.
All right, we're going to get it.
We'll be back right
now. Mailbox.
Would you like to hear a good story?
Is it in our inbox?
Hello@duckcallroom.com.
Yes. I got a great story.
But it's what not mine.
He doesn't have questions.
It's not questions. It's stories.
It's just Ben. He's 30 years old. He's from the England, UK. At the end, he says there are four countries in that country. I still don't understand it. huge fan of all the shows. Listen to every episode of the podcast. He spells favorite with a U, so he really is from England. It's a good story. It starts kind of sad. Recently, him and his wife lost a baby through a miscarriage due to complications. She had to be rushed to the hospital. While she was down in the operating theater, I guess we would call that the surgery room, his head was all over the place, and he was thinking he was about to lose his baby and his wife in the same day. He wasn't a Christian, but after listening to this podcast and other stuff that the Duck Commander family puts out, for so long, he knew that there was only one person, thing, or being that could help her get through this, and it was the big guy upstairs. So he started praying right then. His wife made a full recovery, and he just wanted to thank us from the bottom of his heart. And, you know, it did take a pretty traumatic thing, but I'm just happy for you, happy you found Jesus through that traumatic experience, and thank you for listening. Thank you for sending that email. Like, I read that and kind of I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
There's a reason we talk about weird stuff.
Yeah, that makes every hour we sit in here worth it right there.
Yeah.
But,
silver lining in a cloud, dark cloud.
Amen. And look, thank us all you want to. But
thank
don't forget to give thanks where the credit is due.
Amen. And
give glory to the Almighty.
But thanks for sending that in because, you know, that's
awesome.
We don't do this for the pats on the back, but.
No, but that's awesome.
It felt really good to read that, knowing that some people are out there listening, and just at least we got them thinking There is something more than just this earth.
You know, and at that deal this weekend, that was the number one thing, was people thanking us for doing this thing, giving them a distraction in the world in which we live in. And man, that's awesome. If that's what we're providing, that is.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Like, we just came in here just because we thought it was a good idea. Like, you know, like, hey, let's do this. Let's try this. Let's see what happens, you know.
We just thought Si might be have some more stories that the world needed to hear.
He got plenty of them. He's ciphering on one right now. Look at him.
No, I'm getting deep thought. And, hey, sorry about the loss of your child.
Yeah. Sir.
Amen to that.
You and your wife. But, hey, guess what? God will take care of it. Don't worry about it.
Ain't that the truth.
That's where your baby's at. Is he's in the loving arms of God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit and all those surrounding him. Nothing but pure love.
Yeah. Now it's your job to get there with him.
That's it.
Yep.
And your wife.
And to take your woman with you.
That's it.
That's good.
Amen to that. All right. Y'all want to give out some advice?
Sure.
Heartbroken hillbilly in need of some guidance.
Don't get in the waterbed with your spurs on.
Laughter solves a lot of life's problems.
Have you done that?
Yeah. How do you know this?
It sounds like experience.
I used to have a waterbed, and I'm a cowboy.
That's it. Hey.
So which one do you still have? The waterbed or the spurs?
The spurs.
I don't have either.
Uh-oh. He got rid of them both, boys. They don't go together. Yeah. Oh, boy.
That was good stuff.
I love you, Govan. Lord have mercy.
All right. Well, our heartbroken hillbilly is named Morgan from a tiny town in Pennsylvania that we wouldn't know existed unless we lived there. And we don't live there, so somewhere in Pennsylvania.
I just come back from Pennsylvania.
Did you? Mm. Was it a tiny town you wouldn't know if you lived there?
I didn't know I lived there.
All right, Morgan.
We're gonna get there.
A lovesick hillbilly.
Yeah. We're gonna get there.
We're not laughing at your heartbroken.
No, we're laughing at Godwin. All right. So recently, she had to make a very hard decision. She walked away from a man she loved more than anyone else before.
Mm.
They were together for almost a year. Went through some hard times. He wasn't sure what he wanted. In the end, we trying to be friends, and there's this weird circle. What are we? Right. About a week ago, out of the blue, he decided he wanted to just be friends since he's going to professional umpire school in January. People are not going to like him one day if he's going to be an umpire. And she was shocked. She thought things were back good again. She's tried to call him, talk about it, but he's like, nope, I'm gone. She's just really upset. After that phone call, I decided I needed to be done. He truly is the love of my life, and I don't foresee myself loving someone else the way I love him. I told him I love him, but he had done enough damage to hurt me to the point where I didn't want to talk. I just needed to be done. Good job. I know this is a lengthy email, but to get to the point, I wanted to ask, how do I trust that I made the right decision here? Everyone around me, and literally she lists a bunch of people, keep telling me I did make the right decision. There's other people out there, but how am I supposed to know I did the right thing? It's tough because I don't see myself with another person, but I also don't want to be treated like an option. That's important for you to realize. Please give me your advice as I'm really struggling between this heartbreak and trying to see what God's plan is through all of this. Sincerely, a very heartbroken hillbilly, Morgan.
I would say give it time.
There's the answer.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because something like that is not easy to get over, especially since you think you really loved him.
Well, and that's how you know you did, because it's not easy to. If it were easy to get over, you know.
It ain't like turning the water faucet off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But, you know, I would say for the time that you're in, you made the right decision.
100%.
So you shouldn't be an option.
If you're pouring everything into someone and he's more worried about umpire school, which I'm really not even sure what that is.
Well, the fact that he wants to be an umpire to me is a red flag.
Yeah, that's right. I told Joe Hunt.
Somebody that is that into in rules and regulations, I'm out on.
Well,
your
choice is right, I think, because, okay, the way I see this dude, he's self-centered. Okay, because he don't realize what he's got.
Yeah.
Umpire.
Okay, yeah. His focus is on the wrong thing.
Umpire.
In my humble opinion. Okay. And I'll leave it at that. Give it time, darling. You know, hey, I have no doubt in my mind. God's got a man picked out for you.
Amen. And don't play his game. Ain't no three strikes, you're out. You're out.
Yeah.
Like, weed him out.
It's time. You've been around. Like, that's the part that caught my eye. There's been this whole circle of we, like, where are we, aren't we? We've been, let's be friends. That didn't work. Let's be some. It's,
yeah.
Because you're clearly all in. He's clearly halfway doing it.
No, he's not halfway. Hey, he
what got me on this is the me out to the ball game. Well, hey, clown, go to the ball game.
You go.
Okay, I'm gone.
There you go. You want another one?
Pray on it.
Is it a quick one?
It's a pretty quick one.
Yeah.
John from Indiana. He has an awesome wife, almost 9 years, and a son who just turned one a couple weeks ago. Congratulations, John. I started a new job a few months ago, and it's a great place to work, and he only has to work 3 days a week, but I have to work nights. And on the nights that I work, I don't get to see my family much at all due to conflicting schedules. Basically, she is leaving shortly after I get home and doesn't get back till time for me to leave. I've been depressed and feel like I'm missing out on my son growing up and don't get to spend enough time with my wife. What is some advice you guys would give on dealing with this situation?
Get a sleep, baby.
Let me get this straight. You're only working 3 days a week?
Three nights a week.
Yep. Three nights a week.
So,
dude, I'll answer this way. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. If you only have to wait 3 days and you've got a good living.
Yeah, and you're able to provide for your family.
Yeah, you're providing for your family.
Four is greater than three, which is the amount of times you get to be home with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with what you've got.
If you're working at a good place.
Yeah.
Don't take that for granted either. Like,
don't
if
take
there's,
that for granted.
If there's opportunity to move from nights to days and get on the same schedule with your family and you like the place you work for. Now, if that opportunity don't exist, you may need to look at doing something else because there's nothing worth you being depressed over.
Exactly.
But if they're a good place and you think you can move up and you can change your schedule and flip it around, then
good benefit.
There's a lot of things that you can do for the future of your family. Everything's in a season. Figure out which season you're in.
The biggest question that we don't know is what are those 4 days off look like? Because if you've got 4 days off and two of them she's off, then
yeah,
you got to just pour in those 2 days.
But if you're 3 days, if you're 3 days, you're working. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and she's off Saturday, Sunday. Then
actually,
that's a
you know
drag.
What? Send us in more information, John. John from Indiana. I want more information, and then we can really help.
I've been to Indiana.
he's a gold mine today, folks.
Ain't he?
All right,
send us out of here. You got
I got one for the heartbroken hillbilly.
All right,
Psalms 147. We're gonna start in 3, and we're just gonna read till I
get tired
because it's so good.
Oh,
he heals the broken heart. It's talking like Si. Psalms 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise, make music to our God on the harp. Brokenhearted hillbilly, I forgot your name. Dead gummit.
Morgan.
God's with you, even if that umpire's not. And he's got a plan for you, and I'm sure it's way better than 162 baseball games a year. Amen. And your boyfriend getting yelled at.
Hey, mine take is, hey, you gave him 3 strikes. Go ahead and call him out, baby.
Get on
I wish we had an organ.
And get on with your life.
Take me off to the ball game.
Take me home from the ball game.
All right. We'll see y'all next time right here in the
All right.
We're out.
Bye.